Hey guys, this is Tasha, Justine, and Tashina, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
Yes, yes.
Hello.
Happy Sunday.
Tasha, we have a surprise guest, although she wasn't trying to support. I don't know what kind of sister doesn't like to support.
Oh.
But Crystal's here. We forced her to jump on the podcast with us because she's talking about, I don't know what she's talking about, but she's here.
Go.
And we are here, just back from Miami.
Much needed vacation.
Much needed. So there is no like what you do this weekend. I guess it was that. Did you enjoy your trip? How's the trip for you?
Absolutely. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
What about y'all too?
It was fun. I got burnt, but it was cool.
It was like too.
A hot pocket.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was cool.
Yeah. I slept a lot.
That's funny. No hope.
And we went back to the beach yesterday. Krista was knocked out. Nobody was there, which is her and I. And she was like, oh, y'all waiting for me? She was dead. Yeah, right then. Let's get into it because Justine's waiting for us to get back on the road.
Yeah, life don't stop for me, unfortunately.
Really? Someone texted me too and was like, oh, back to work tomorrow. I'm like, I don't need a reminder about that.
Shut up.
Right. All right, yeah. So, Tasha, you have today's topic?
So, first of all, I'm going to ask y'all a question. And what y'all think?
Oh,
right? What y'all think I did? Okay, so, you know how yesterday...
What would Tasha do? That's the thing.
Well, what do y'all think I did? Basically? So, we were in... you guys were in that other restaurant, and then I went to go get the food from the other place.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in another place, you know, the line was ridiculously long. And, like, there were, like, these kids in front of me. They probably was, like, 17, maybe, you know. Mm-hmm. They were teenagers. So they keep looking back and turning around and looking at me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, my initial reaction is, like, to go off. But I'm just sitting there. And then they're like, excuse me, do you mind, like, are you over 21? Do you mind getting us like a Cubano and like some beers? Right? And what do y'all think I said?
No.
No.
Yes.
All right, what do you think, Crystal?
Crystal said no.
I said no.
Yeah. No.
They said no, I said yes.
All right, well, Crystal and Justine, thank you for having faith in me. I said no. I was not fucking buying these kids. No.
I figured you had your mom hat on and was like, no, I'm not buying the alcohol. But then I started thinking about us as kids and us asking people in front of the liquor store to buy us liquor.
And I was wondering, like, you know, I was like, it was like a real split second decision, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I want to think about myself, you know, as a mom and what I would not, like.
You wouldn't want someone to do that.
No, mm-hmm. Right. Like, I don't want you fucking giving my kids no alcohol and they're not supposed to have alcohol. But I know I was drinking when I was 15, 14, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but, you know, I feel like even though it was something so small, because the motherfuckers kept going around and kept asking them, I'm sure they got their shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's like... Mm-hmm. I just feel like, you know, back then niggas needed somebody to be like, sit y'all little hot asses down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely feel like that's a thing, like, you know, where sit down, like, you know, you're not getting, I'm not buying you no alcohol. You know what I'm saying? Do you guys think you guys would have done the same thing or would you have gotten them their stuff?
Me? I would never give them nothing.
Yeah. No,
nothing. I probably would have given them a lecture.
But I felt like I wanted to, but I was like, you know what? Y'all ain't gonna listen to me. Y'all trying to get.
They're in Miami trying to get lit. Anybody trying to hear you in your lecture?
Right. I was like, y'all ain't even about to listen to me.
I'm like, all right, ma'am, you said no. Bye. Like, right. Why don't you just tell me all that other stuff? You said no. I'm gonna ask somebody else.
Nah, I wouldn't have.
Did you say no to?
Yeah, I would have felt bad and been thinking about it for a while, but I'd have said no. I'd also feel bad if, God forbid, I'm the one to purchase some alcohol and then something happens to them.
Yeah.
Then it's on me.
Yeah, I was like, you know, it's just beers, it's just cigars, but if y'all not old enough, it's not your time yet. You know what I'm saying, it's just what it is, it's not your time to indulge in those type of things, and I say that because, you know, a lot of the time we be having those conversations just about, like, when we were younger, and it's like, you know, not only with just drinking and smoking and stuff, well, we weren't smoking kids. But like drinking, you know what I'm saying?
I think about drinking, the movie theaters.
Like Crystal was, but the rest of us weren't, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it brought me even to thinking about just, you know, guys, you know what I'm saying? Because I know me personally, I've dated guys that were like older than me being a teenager, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, when we have these conversations, like, oh, y'all girls be so mad at niggas y'all age now for fucking with younger girls, but y'all used to fuck with older guys. And I'm like, yeah, older guys are supposed to tell us, fuck no, go sit your hot ass down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, that's just not happening enough. Adults letting, you know what I'm saying? Adults basically saying no.
Yeah, I think about
what's trying to be their friends and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I think about just, like, what's morally acceptable, where, like, I could say, no, hands down, I'm not purchasing, you know, alcohol, but I think about stuff like us going to the movies, where, like, at this point in age, I purchase tickets for kids to get into the movie theater and go see a
rated R
movie.
As opposed to giving them alcohol, yes.
Yeah.
That's different.
But I'm just saying all the different things, like, it's, like, your morals and what's present for you, not, like, what the way it should be, right? Like, alcohol, hands down, no. Movie theaters, yes. Talking to a younger girl, like, no. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's unacceptable.
I think I'm thinking back to, like, the R. Kelly thing, too, and people thinking about that, where I'm like, just no. Like, and I, when I hear people's rhetoric towards it, too, and, like, putting some of the blame on the woman and them being, like, hot ass little girls and all this stuff, but like your brain is not fully developed at that age, which is why the adult is supposed to be the one to say no and know better.
Man, I have this, when I say I have this argument all the time, because it's like, you know, you can say whatever you want, like, oh, well, you know, it was the girls know better, blah, blah, blah. But like, when you think back to being like 17, can you remember how many things that you wanted to do? And you just feel like now, like, damn, I'm happy I didn't do it. Or the things that you did do, and you're like, shit, maybe I shouldn't have done those things being that age, just because you were either allowed to, or you got, you know, you were just able to finagle your way through those things and be able to do those things. Like, you really, and I feel like it's nothing more embarrassing than for an older dude that you like, and you trying to push up on, or whatever the case is. And he'd be like, no, like, get out of here. You a little ass girl. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that will humble you in a second, like, you know what I'm saying? And, or even just be like, you know, I'm not your age, little girl. You need to date boys your age. You know what I'm saying?
Like, maturity.
As opposed to...
Their mindset is different.
Yeah, but you know what's so, what's killing me, that, you know, I'm thinking about this, so too, how they're like, oh, it's on the women, you know better, y'all being fast, blah, 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 blah. And then when it's like, you be hanging out with people who are like in their 20s that do dumb shit, and it's like, oh, they still young, they don't know better. So I could be 20s and not know how to be mature and carry myself a certain way, but you're going to blame little girls for certain stuff, like you should know better.
Absolutely. That shit makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I hate, I mean, that drives me crazy though, too, with people like, oh, they so young, she only 25, she's so young. Like, oh, I wasn't 25. Doing that dumb shit at
certain things is just unacceptable. I don't care how, what age it is.
Not everything's excuse.
Yeah, that's not an excuse for me at some point. Like, I get that in your 20s, you're figuring life out, because it is for you to figure stuff out, but it's certain things that just be like, I don't care how old you are, you know, right? Like, you know better than that. It comes down to that. It doesn't come down to, oh, she could slide because she in her 20s. No.
She's still figuring stuff out.
Yeah, no.
They still young.
No. Because now, at a certain age, you know right from wrong. You know the decisions that you make. Every decision you make is going to have a consequence.
Repercussions.
Like, you're going to have some, yeah. And if you keep doing the same thing and getting the same result, it's a problem. Insanity. Yeah, you have a problem. Yeah, like, what is going on? Like, it's not no more like, oh, yeah, well, she had her kids young. Let her go ahead. No, somebody need to be sitting her down and telling her
this. You had your kids young. That means you should know better.
That means you're supposed to grow up.
Yeah,
faster.
It's dumb for you. That's it.
You on the fast track of growing up.
Hello. You made that decision.
I heard that. Like, oh, they go out to the club, she don't know how to act, getting white girl wasted and doing all crazy stuff.
Even that stuff.
Oh, they still young.
No.
Why your eyes so big? Still young.
Because I don't get that sense. Still young. I don't know. That's it. It's done. You finish school, you enter the workforce, you're not young anymore. You're an adult. That's that. I don't hear no excuses anymore.
How old were you when you had your first job, Chris?
When I had my first job?
Mm-hmm.
16.
Well, that was what, Pathfinder?
No, that was actually Playland.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That was a horrible summer.
Like, I hated that summer.
I hated that summer.
Working all summer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that for sure.
I think it was 15. Because I started helping mommy out before I got my working papers. Like,
oh, you was working on the...
Yeah. I started working young, 15. Remember, I used to take the bus from Lincoln to Mount Vernon and go help her at the doctor's office.
What was your first job, Tasha?
I don't know. If you want to count, when I was 11 years old and I was a babysitter and I got paid every week.
That's a job.
That was definitely my job during the summer, babysitting. Excuse me.
Bless you.
What was your first
on the books job?
On the books job that they actually try to take taxes out.
I'm gonna say KB Toys. I was 17, but that was like That was like my first on the books job. But like I worked babysitting for Ajon, and then I was working at the Nepean Community Center as a receptionist. But it was like, you know, I got paid at the end of like every couple months type of thing, like a stipend because of the program. But I still worked, you know. But like my first like job where they took money out my check and stuff was KB Toys when I was 17.
I forgot all y'all worked there.
Yeah.
It's crazy how the world changed.
KB Toys.
Right, because I wish I would fucking woodwork for $6.45 an hour. I think it take 2 fucking buses to go work for 4 hours and get $6.45 per hour, and they still took money out my check. Like, what do you want?
What are we working for?
What are we working for?
Mm-hmm.
Literally diapers. Like, literally diapers, and that's it. It was like, you know, I just felt bad because my mom was like, you know, you don't have to get a job. Like, every time I need a diaper for my kid, I have to ask my mom, like, no, I got to get a job. Even if I just got money for diapers, then that's going to be my responsibility. Like,
that's teaching yourself responsibility, and that's a sacrifice that most parents would not think of, especially that young. They're just selfish. So for you to even have that type of heart, is amazing, because mothers be like, oh, my mom said I don't got to get a job. All right, cool.
We lit.
Yeah, we lit. So that is, yeah, totally amazing. Yeah.
The next to nothing. Yeah. I remember trying to pay for like prom and all the like graduation stuff in high school with that $7.25 an hour. But I was working, like, I changed my school schedule and everything. Like, I think I was supposed to finish up 7 period, but I changed whatever I had from 7 period to 4th period and then dropped out of art and did independent study art so I can get out of school at, like, 6th period so I can put in hours at the board and try to have at least 4 hours every day to pay for stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, I was working at the school when it was my prom time. My manager definitely gave me, like, you know, not teenager hours. Like, I had a 40-hour week still, like, work going to school. Like, because that man, he was not playing. Like, yeah, you're going to work it from, I know it say 3 to 7, but you're going to work it 3 to 9:30. You gonna be from 3 to 9:30. And yes, you are working all these days of the week. Nigga had 2 days off and that was it. Like,
and that's clearly why the marshals had to shut that company down.
Illegal. So many things.
No.
I definitely work child labor.
Child till 9:30. Was the mall even still open at that time?
Yeah, Cross County used to close at 9:30.
Yeah, it used to close at 9:30 back then.
Shit, I'm in my mind. I tried to go somewhere the other day. The mall here, Cumberland Mall, and they was closed at like 6, 7 o'clock. I said, what kind of mall closes at 6 o'clock on a Saturday, on a Friday?
They really need to stop with the COVID shit.
Like we are in Atlanta. COVID hours, my ass. Like, the mall.
Stop playing and open back up the mall till 9 o'clock. I don't know what kind of lazy shit you motherfuckers is on. And I'm going to be honest, that never made any sense to me that they closed it,
less hours. So you just have more people trying to come in these limited amount of hours.
Hello! Who was in charge of making this decision? Because that was stupid. y'all trying to tell me nobody else in the boardroom, said, hey, guys, don't you think it's going to make more people trying to be in the stores for, you know what I'm saying, in those less amount of time, is going to be cramming more people in, nobody in the boardroom said that?
I'm sorry, I'm working retail, so I know what they feel. The stores closing early? Yes.
I get that, but I'm just saying.
For the rules that they're making, because y'all are shortening the hours.
What sense does that make?
They're thinking that they're going to sanitize more. That was the thought of it. But Atlanta has no excuse. I could see other states who actually follow precaution and shut down the state told them to. Atlanta shut
we
down.
We shut down for two weeks.
And y'all were supposed to be in a state of emergency for what?
We shut down for 6 weeks. It was for 6 weeks because I stayed home for 6 weeks.
No, so you stayed home for six weeks.
I'm counting how long because the first thing they opened up was salons. And salons was the first thing that opened up, but we were closed down for 6 weeks.
Y'all shut down though for the thing. The regular salons that was out here were for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. People were open.
I'm just saying, as far as the rules said.
No, the rules only had them shut down for 2 weeks. They were open. Hell yeah. I was still going and getting my nails done. They were open.
Yeah, that's because the niggas was not following rules. I'm telling you. They shut down the shop. Right. They shut down the shop right after we had came back from New Orleans.
Yes, my job shut down March, whatever, 12, whatever it is, right after, right? According to Atlanta Public Schools, and I was still going to the nail salon until April when Kemp said we were going under lockdown until April 30th.
I remember we got the email from Omar, and Omar told us that he was trying to stay in there as long as, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Because obviously he want to get his money, he don't want, you leaving these shops, these people without no, you know what I'm saying, not being able to come in here and make no money. And, you know, they're not going to be coming in here and make no money. When they come back, the clientele, everything's just going to be slow, and they're not going to be able to pay their booth rent. That's really what it is. All right, I can't keep paying booth rent, whatever. But, excuse me, he closed down the shop, and then we didn't open back up until...
That is Omar taking precaution. Because I'm thinking about, even I left you one time. It was I couldn't find chicken nowhere. I kept going crazy and was everybody bought all the chicken out. I ran to a hair store because I know you were going to do my hair. And she literally was we are closing down today because of Kemp's orders, blah, 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 blah. And then it was open back up again in no time.
Yeah, because even if you watch the reality show, they were open. Because production didn't shut down until probably Kemp's orders. Production, they loving hip hop and all that I was watching, they was well, how are we supposed to live? How are we supposed to eat? Nigga, y'all superstars. Y'all got money in the bank. Stop lying. Y'all just being greedy. How are we going to take care of our kids? You guys,
they still have merchandise that you selling online. Y'all still was,
and the main
delay,
one that was talking shit was
Kurt. You got to think, because these niggas have different type of bills. Y'all niggas is not even. Y'all, I can't think that Kirk and Rashid is not saving them.
They got money.
That nigga's gotta have savings.
That's the one I'm crying the most.
Some other loving hip hop people who've been on there.
But they wasn't the one crying. It was Kirk ass crying.
Like, Kirk definitely was like, "What? How I'm gonna eat?
Kirk,
how I'm gonna
Kirk got a lot of kids. Kirk's got a lot of fucking kids. And he's still taking care of. Because he seems like he takes care of all of them.
He does definitely take care. That's why he got all them damn business. That's why his ass went to Rashida back. He was like, take me back, whatever I gotta do. I'm groveling for your ass. Because she's helping him pay child support. And that is a fact.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I think about that. That just popped in my mind, though, too. What is that? The couples, whatever it is, that celebrity, whatever therapy thing. Rashida and Kirk was on there. And then I seen it, what you call it, MNDC's. And how she didn't want to actually file the paperwork to be married because she didn't want to have to be liable to pay for child support
when he was away. Yeah, she so like leak on TV they had a wedding, but legally Yandy and Mendices was not married that whole time he was in jail. That's why when the other baby mama kept saying that was a fact. She wasn't hating; she was speaking facts.
I mean, she was hating a bit, but it was facts.
It was facts because marriage is a public record. Like anybody who's married is publicly recorded. And
but who was doing? But like, why was she searching for that? Because she wanted to get some child support.
Because
payments?
She kept no. Because Yandy kept like throwing it up in their faces. Like,
so
Yandy
I'm about to go and look and see if y'all really married.
I guess.
But this is my whole thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like obviously the paper is for the government. You know what I'm saying? That's for paperwork and for making sure that our funds come together and all that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
To me, to regular people like your bitter ass baby moms and shit, to me,
Amen. This
nigga came in front of everybody that they love, and he said he's making a commitment to this woman, which is something that he's never done with any of you guys. We committing but, to this woman and saying that I'm going to be with this woman and I promise to be with this woman and only this woman at the end of the day, no matter what. So I don't know what paperwork y'all niggas is going to go look for.
But like, who's doing that?
Yeah,
somebody who got a lot of time.
They got a lot of time. I don't condone that, but I will say though, Yandy's a little bit annoying.
She was being annoying. She was being petty.
She was like questionable because her pud. I would never treat my pud the way she treats her. So your character,
What I will say though, you know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta also understand at that time when she was having them fusses with his baby mom, she had no kids. She didn't have no kids with this man yet. She didn't have no kids. These bitches just throwing kids in their face.
No, Yandy had a kid. I don't think at that point in time it wasn't yet.
She had a baby. When she had her ring and all that, yeah, because they was having birthday party. Like she had her first son. She didn't have Skylar yet, but she had a baby because before he got locked up, she had the baby already. Then when he came home for a little bit of time, yeah,
there's so many kids in the mix. Yeah. I can't remember who.
So Little Mendes is not hers. That's Samantha's. But in the time period of that's why I was so confusing with the mayor and the other baby because it was like how you having two babies at one time. Supposedly they was on a break, so they called that baby the break baby. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
That's his wife now. There's no the other baby.
Yeah,
but I think that's part of it too. Is like even that she talking about Little Mendes and what you are gonna do and not gonna do and all this different stuff. And I get it. You are his mother. You act like his mother, biological mother. Blah 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 blah. But that's what she's. I'm also his wife now.
Yeah, that part I don't really. Samantha, I think she was just, I don't want to say that, but
I felt like they were split, like joint custody. So she's like, I'm representing my husband. And it's not like she's some random girl that y'all don't know. Like she's been having your kid this time.
Yeah, yeah. In the house, right?
Like, living with them. Like, that's all mine, because you acted stupid that your son was living there.
Yeah,
you have to get yourself on your feet or whatever you need to. That which also blows my mind because it's like, bitch, there are so many people out here that don't even get that opportunity. They got to get back on their feet with their baby on their hip. You know what I'm saying? You got somebody that could take your baby from you, and it's the father, and the father is taking care of, you know what I'm saying, doing all the ins and outs while you get your shit together. That doesn't happen. That's just yeah. not a thing. That's just
and then you have her accepting. It's not, you know, it's not like she was treating men like the son any kind of way. She's accepting as if that is her own child. It's an extension of my husband, the person I love. I'm like, this is me. This is my kid. And you upset about it. But I don't know. Also some resentment.
Like, yes, resentment. I also feel like that's Mendice's got to step in too, because you just allowing him to have all
the Yeah, but a lot of it too was him doing that from jail. It's like, yes, but like.
Yeah, it is. But then it's like, yeah, you got to make those phone calls though. Like, because before I went to jail, everything was fine. Now it's not going to jail. It's full.
Exactly.
And I get both parts. Like, you know, she is a great stepmother to little Mendice's. But also you have to. I understand Samantha's past. You have to include her as a mom. Like, you can't come to me and say, like, I'm playing a Little Mendice's party. You put some input. No. The approach is wrong, because this is still my son. I would like to plan his birthday party. Can I help you? Not Mendice's told me to plan, because now we got a problem. See, my hands do like this. I get that part, the other baby mama, I don't got no, like who was going up searching
for different stuff, looking in public records and like
conversation and stuff, like you are off,
like you're just doing too much. Your feelings is hurt because you didn't get picked. It happens. It's not great, but like, you get over it.
You got a couple of vacations out of it. We got matching passport. Okay, you got a couple of vacations. But I got the ring, so.
Oh my God, did I ever tell you a story one time? With one of my exes, I was asleep in the house, and this girl popped up. Like, I'm sleeping, and she's standing over me while I'm in the bed.
What?
Telling me how she was dating my ex at that time, and she got movie ticket receipts.
Not movie ticket receipts.
Why do you still have them?
Right, because I throw away the stuff before I leave the
theater. I just was like, am I still dreaming? Like, what is going on right now? Yeah, she had movie ticket receipts. Some women be crazy, yo.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever told that story. It was crazy.
What?
I never heard that.
I was like, what? First of all, how the fuck did she get to where you're sleeping at?
You know. I was, because I broke into that house before.
Okay.
How was it though? I don't know. It was in like the middle of the night. I guess you and y'all know I sleep heavy, so I guess there must have been some commotion and them two going, you know, back and forth at it, and she somehow slept, like snuck away and made it to the bedroom and started telling me how that's her man. They've been dating for forever now. I don't even remember. I don't want to say fiance because I feel like I'm going to be making that up. But, like, really was going in. And, like, she got movie ticket receipts to show me as proof. Why she needs to show me as proof? I don't know.
What? Girl. Yeah. This is your man while I'm sleeping here then.
Yeah.
What happened? What's going on? Y'all need me to, like, mediate our arguments or something? Because something's going on, bitch.
Some women be crazy, yo. Yeah,
they do.
So crazy.
At that point, whatever.
The Christmas phase, yeah.
Don't trust
her. I probably, because I was knocked the fuck out when she came in, too. But, like, it's not even, she didn't come in even, too, on some rah-rah stuff trying to fight me, but, like, trying to prove to me and show me how X, Y, and Z.
She just wants you to leave him alone.
Yeah. With movie ticket receipts.
That was your movie ticket receipts, girl.
Right.
Why? Like, I don't understand
that.
Why you're keeping this. He kept
stuff.
Why she, maybe they try to make, like, a scrapbook or something.
No. I have no idea. That's what you got to show me? This is the receipts I got? Movies? How the fuck? Like, this
show
is
me
your receipt?
Show me some text messages of him saying, he loves you.
Show me text messages and what did OG have to show? Did she have something other than text messages?
Wasn't it that? No, someone else had text messages. DMs, that's what it was. But like, that, what's a movie ticket receipt gonna show you though? Well, I'm supposed to line this up with the debit card to see if the last four digits matches on the debit card. Like, what do you get for a movie ticket receipt?
It's not like a movie ticket says his name and then your name on it.
Yeah, that's like so and so paid for it. Like, what is the receipt? Like, I could go to the movies and get a receipt and be like, oh, this nigga took me to the movies and show you a receipt. Like, this don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, some women be crazy. I don't know.
I can't.
Mm-mm-mm. So people go look up records to find marriage licenses. People come back showing, showing actual receipts.
Attorney, came. She was like, "Well, no, technically, she got to take them locks off that door that she locked up because that's what happened. Yandy locked her out of the apartment because Yandy said that's my apartment because that's my husband.
And she got power of attorney,
but legally though, you know."
But even if she's the power of attorney.
She was the power of attorney, though.
Yeah, period. Right. I sign off as this. I got rights to represent you happened. And do all wild stuff. I don't care whether I'm his wife or not.
But then again, that's also, I mean, I get it, like, petty, but there's kids involved. That's where it's like, you can't in one breath say you're all about
mommy,
the kids.
And that's then where mommy needs to out. Humble herself. That's when you need to humble yourself because this really ain't your shit right here. That's why you can't just be talking to me any type of way.
No, I say I get it.
Shit right here because you have a kid, okay? You have a kid to take care of. I'm not going to keep taking disrespect from you. And you're not even caring about your kid enough to shut the fuck up so that you got somewhere to sleep because at the end of the day, this is my shit, not yours.
I do. I get all that.
And what did Mendy say about that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I put your baby mom out.
Like, she likes to talk the world. So. Your son has no way
to sleep. Oh my
gosh. Well, your baby can talk to sleep at my house, but you could go.
It's like, yeah,
I can't. I can't. That's so messy. This is why I be like, the baby drama, and I feel like baby mama drama, honestly, I know women be crazy, but I be feeling like it's a reflection of the man, though, too.
Yeah,
that you allow them to continue going off acting is crazy.
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? The reason why I say sometimes is because, you know, how can I say this? Some men, when they meet somebody, they're not equipped to deal with a crazy person. You know what I'm saying? They don't, and they've never dealt with that person's crazy qualities or those type of qualities. Sometimes those qualities do not come out until after there's children involved, and then, you know, a woman feels like, hey, you know, I have a baby by you, so now we're really connected, and we're really on some, like, you know, like, almost marriage type shit with that type of connection type of thing, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, when she starts acting crazy, sometimes a nigga just don't know what to do with that, because that's not who I started dating. I never had to deal with you trying to hold the baby over my head. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, or telling me that my baby can't come to my house because my girlfriend's here. Like, those type of things. They're not thinking about that shit. And then what are they supposed to do about that?
That's the part. They're not thinking about this shit now. And I guess too, like, some things you pick up and learn from experience and as you go about dating. But I'm. Mm-hmm. There were signs of that bitch is crazy.
Yeah, and I feel like for me, it's like you got one time to do something like off the wall, and then I'm going to the courts. Like if we don't have a legal agreement, we will have one. Because now the courts is gonna give me 50-50 and whatever the courts say. Go. It's no. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna do it again. No, you got one time, and we're going to the courts, and that's gonna be it.
And that's the other thing too. Because, you know, just talking to other men who have children and have crazy baby moms and don't let their kids see their fathers and stuff like that. The thing is, sometimes it'd be a money thing where women can just go to the courthouse and the courthouse is just going to help you immediately. It don't work like that for men. Men have to pay for lawyers in some states. Men have to pay for the lawyers. They have to pay for the court to see a judge. You know
that's
what
you gotta do.
Mm-hmm. It just be a lot, and it's like, yeah, sometimes that's what you gotta do. But if your money's already tight, and your money's already tied up, you feel me? It's like now I gotta come out of my pocket $500 to pay for this, and I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to see my kid, but it's like, you know, damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it sucks, but it's the reality of the situation. It's like. You just gotta do what you gotta do.
I think I I just be out here giving niggas the wrong advice, because I just be like, here's what you do. Say, fuck you, not the kids, but fuck you. And if you don't, she, you know what I'm saying, on some like, I don't care. All right, you don't want to let me see my kids? I'm not about to make myself crazy like this. I'm not about to do none of this. It's one of two things that's going to happen, okay? She's going to call you eventually. You know what I'm saying? She's going to call you eventually, like, you can come see your kid or whatever, whatever, whatever. Or you're going to have to wait. You're just going to have to wait. Because I feel like that's not right how women be dealing with these niggas with their kids. And if I just be like, all right, I don't care, trust me, that's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt my kid right now. That you feel like, I don't even care. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Because you can't be on some, like, just simple things like that. Like, oh, I know somebody whose baby mom be like, oh, no, you can't see. He has never done nothing to his kids. Never. They just broke up. But it's just like, oh, you can't see the baby. Like, you know, if you want to see the baby, I'll bring him to the park. I'll bring him to the park and you can meet me at the park and y'all can play at the park for a couple of hours. I can't leave him alone with you, especially since he's not talking yet. That's fucked up.
It is. It's the reality, unfortunately. You know what I hear a lot, though, too? I do have a friend in a similar situation, but he just is like that. I'm going to the courts. It's no back and forth with it. You got to come up with that money, pay for a lawyer. But I keep hearing, and I don't know if this is just, I don't want to say stories, because I know a few people where it's like that, where it's like years down the line that they find out that they got a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, the woman never said shit. Or in like one situation, I have a friend who at the point of time, though, too, in the beginning, when it was, I think he offered to give her money for it. She said no or something like that, but then also said that the kid wasn't their kid, like lied about it. And then years later, it was like, oh, no, this is your child.
She probably had a better contender up front and then found out.
At least she thought she did.
Yeah, she thought she had somebody that, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she thought somebody else was baby father because she was just open. Maybe the nigga had more money. Maybe the nigga maybe liked her more or something, you know, or whatever. And it was just like, all right, maybe I could get this nigga. And then she found out it's not his, you know? And it's like, all right, it's yours now. Like, you know, that's crazy. That'd be blowing my, I feel like that's, I could never bring myself to be like on some, all right, this baby might be yours. Like, really some
bullshit. Like, really, but it to be a question, it'd be like, for me, bro, what are you doing? Like,
busting it open.
You let a nigga clean up the club, you gotta at least let a period cycle go through, my nigga, before you fucking try to go get some of somebody else and let that nigga shoot up the club. Like, it just makes no sense. Like, yeah, like, that shit's crazy. You gotta have a system. Otherwise, you're going to fuck around and not know who the fuck your baby
father is. Is that the moral of today's story? Have a system?
No. What's the moral of the story? It got to be two morals because we was on two separate topics. The moral of the story, that from what I'm saying, put these kids in their place.
Have some morals.
Have some morals.
I guess that applies to both stories, though. Have some morals applies to both stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, there you go. Go ahead, Crystal, with the moral of the story. Have some morals.
Uh-huh.
Hear that?
Yeah, because messing around with us, we go on tangents all day.
Oh, don't come for us. You can be a guest on the show and trying to come for us. Wow. This is what guests do now? Be going tangents all day.
I say us in general, collectively, as a group.
You bring guests onto the show and then they come for you. All right, y'all, let me stop playing. It has been a pleasure, ladies. Crystal, thank you for joining us. I know we had to twist your arm a bit, but thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank y'all. It was entertaining.
I'm glad we aim to please. All right, ladies.
Yes.
All right, girls. Later will be greater.
Yes.